It's the best thing about the championship game, the background for the press conference. Just welcome. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming. Really happy to have you here in Baltimore, especially for this weekend, championship weekend. We've started our process. Our guys are excited. They've put in some work already, obviously, over the last 2 days. Couldn't be more honored than to be playing the New England Patriots in this game. It's very fitting. A great organization, great coaching staff, great players, led by a great quarterback. So it'll be a big challenge for us up there in Foxborough. We're looking forward to it. Can't wait to get up there. But we're trying to put our work in here one day at a time. And guys have started on that today, and we're off and running. Well, Corey's just a great football player, you know, and that's the thing. When you see guys play well on tape, whatever they're doing, if they do it well, you've got a football player. So we started with that. He's got very good ball skills. He's got good feet. He's got tremendous understanding of the game. He understands the coverages and things like that. Good body control. So he's got all the things that makes for a good defensive back.
John, already you've seen some changes with it being championship week. Have you talked to guys about how to minimize the distractions? I'm sure there's more media requests, more kicker requests and everything. I mean, how is that going?
We have talked to him about that. Seems like it's going well. You know, guys are very focused. Our guys have studied a lot already. We have a team that studies football anyway. I think we've got a lot of guys that like football, spend a lot of time in their notebooks, spend a lot of time watching tape. That's a good reason, one of the major reasons we're here at this point. And we just need to continue that and build on it. Well, yeah, you're right. The football impact probably is always the most important thing. You know, our team loves to play, and they love Ray, and they love rallying around that. We have great leaders, Ed Reed, Haloti, Terrell Suggs, Joe, Ray, Rice. I mean, Matt Burke. You can go right down the line, Anquan Boldin. But Ray's played well. That's the most important thing, and he still can play. He's been playing at a high level for 17 years. He's a top linebacker in the game right now at this very moment, so he's made a difference for us.
John, this is the third time you've been in the AFC Championship in 5 years. Do you ever take time just to kind of back?
Well, you know what? There's not a lot of time for reflection at this point, and the task at hand is so daunting, you know, in front of us, and such a great opportunity. You really kind of think about that more than anything else. So that's what we're looking at.
John, how do you think Joe Flacco's demeanor, the way he approaches things, helps in kind of big games? The way he doesn't make kind of the moment too big.
I'm not a psychologist, so I really don't think too much about his demeanor and how it applies to his performance. But it's got to be a good thing to be even keeled at that position. And when you look at the guys who played the position over the years, you can go back and look at all the great quarterbacks. Not too many of the great ones didn't have that. You know, they managed to slow it down in the biggest situations and apply fundamentals and technique and reads. It's a very complicated position to play. There's a lot going on, so, you know, guys have to do that.
John, can you talk about how the offensive philosophy has changed since Jim has taken over and what specific things his philosophy brings to this?
Well, not being a philosopher, I probably don't have the philosophical message, but I think schematically we're very similar. You know, we haven't changed a lot. It's still the same system that we had in place. We call things the same way. Everybody puts their imprint on it. Jim's done a great job with that. Jim was here all year, so he was a part of the process. And to me, what it does, we've built the offense throughout the course of the offseason, training camp. All the coaches who were involved with that have been a part of that from the beginning. All of our coaches have had that input. We have grown a lot in the last month. You know, it's been some growth, and it's shown up in the stats and things like that. And that's a credit to all of our guys, and not the least of which, obviously, is Coach Caldwell.
John, defensively, to have so many plays the last couple of weeks, how well do you think your guys are coming back in regards to that? Just physically, that's daunting.
Well, you know, we've done a great job of that. We're a highly conditioned football team. You know, I think our guys work really, really hard at that throughout the course of the season, the off season, all of it. And it showed up this month. It showed up over the last couple games. It's been a real plus for us.
How important is it to match the tempo because of what they try to do? When you have your defensive guys, they're trying to play so fast.
Right. One of the best things that they do offensively, and it's driven, it's a great system in the sense that I think the coaches have put together a really good system, and Tom Brady runs it so well. But they look to create advantages for themselves, and they do it with tempo a lot of times. Not just the fact that they go fast sometimes. They force you to line up. Sometimes they'll force a defense to show their hand because you have to defend a play. If you don't, they run the play. You saw last week they got Houston in some real tough situations, and it was big plays for them. Usually it results in a big play. They had one as a result of that in our game the first time. We've done a really good job of that in the past. We did a good job of that with Denver. We run that offense, so we see it a lot in practice, but yes, you have to match that.
Tom, why have you grown offensively in the last week?
That's our process. We grow from the first day of off-season program right through training camp, right through the season. You try to get better at everything you do. And when we were struggling in terms of one loss, we were getting better. We were improving. Anybody that studies football closely knows that. So that's what you do as a football team. You either get better or you get worse.
John, you already talked some about Torrey, but just especially some of the injuries that you had in the defensive backfield throughout the course of the year, how valuable is he proving?
Oh, just so valuable, you know, and those guys have stepped up. You look at our secondary, how well they played in this last game against that offense, you know, and against a great quarterback, and really what they've done, you know, all through the season. I think it starts with Ed Reed. You know, Ed Reed done a great job in the back end. Our safeties, Bernard, James have done a great job, and all of our corners have played well. We're getting Jimmy Smith healthy. That's a bonus for us. Shockey Brown's a young guy who's played really well. Of course, Kerry's been, you know, a staple back there all year, so all those guys have done a great job.
John, to be back where you were a year ago with the same opportunity, how have you seen last year's loss fuel this team all the way through the season, but especially to this point?
Well, you know, you probably are influenced and motivated by everything in life, you know, and certainly that experience up there, you know, getting to that point, obviously everything it took to get to that championship game last year, and then being in that game and having it be such a great football game, you know, an epic kind of a game. And then, you know, losing it in a way that was tough. You know, it's tough to lose a game at the end like that. But, you know, we have all the respect in the world for the Patriots, and we play them a lot. They're always tough battles. And, you know, all the experiences that we had against them help us going into this game.
John, Brian McKinney told us about a meeting he had with you in your office after the loss to the Broncos. Can you tell us a little bit about what your expectations were for him and how he's maybe lived up to that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all just between us, you know. But Bryant's a great guy. You know, that's the first thing. He's a guy that I have a lot of respect for personally, and obviously as a football player, we all do. And he's a big part of us, you know. And here's a guy that's been working hard all year, and over the course, and he's been building to this all year. You know, things happen for a reason sometimes in life, and it's hard to say why. You know, why do you go down the road you go down? Why do things happen the way they happen? But I'm pretty happy with the situation right now, and I believe Bryant is as well. He's healthy, he's in great shape, and he's playing his best football, the best football he's played in years. And what a great thing for our football team and for him.
Coach, can you talk about the way Donnell Ellerbe has progressed? And he came into the season talking about how he wanted to become a better coverage linebacker in today's NFL. Have you seen him make progress in that area?
Yeah, he keeps getting better. You know, Donnell works hard, and he's a very smart player. He understands coverages. He knows how to match different route patterns and progressions in each coverage. He's athletic. He can run. He's got good ball skills. Just a really good. He's a really good coverage linebacker.
If you think back to your time in Philadelphia, what did you get from going
to I don't know. You know, it's those are the experiences of life. You know, what was we all learn. You know, we're different. What do we know now that we didn't know when we were 22 or 17 or 30 or whatever it is? And those are just things I'm very grateful for. You know, I've been a part of those things, but more here. You know, because these are the things, your experiences we've had here with the players here are the ones that we share. Those are the ones to me that really make the difference for our football team.
John, what did you think of Joe Flacco making the cover of Sports Illustrated, and do you think there's a difference involved?
I didn't know he made the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's cool. Thanks for letting me know. I'm not superstitious, so don't believe in that stuff.
All right.
Okay, thanks.